Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Nesmith.
Good evening.
Hi.
Hello. Heartaches felt no longer lonely, nights of waiting finally won me, happiness that's all rolled up in you. And now in you as inspiration, I look toward a destination, sunny bright that once before was blue. I have no more than I did before, oh, but now I've got all.
Songs I ever wrote, made it into the Monkey Shows and on the first record and so forth. Before we play, I'm going to sort of flip things around to introduce the band to you right now. So you know what's going on. On the keyboard is Bo Cooper. Behind me on the multi-instruments is Chris Scruggs. Here, in charge of all things rhythm, is Paul Lime. And holding down the bass is Joe Chimay. And in the very back, sitting at the mixing desk, is Cowboy Keith Thompson. And you'll see just why and how important these guys are later as we go. Tonight I'm going to be playing songs that I wrote over the last 50 years, and but I'm still writing. So this will get us up to date. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try to provide a setting for each song, These songs live like little movies in my mind, and so I thought I'd share that with you. And that first song is Propinquity. Another one of the first songs I wrote. So imagine an urban setting, it's present day. It's an apartment building full of people coming and going, seeing each other every day. And everyone's in and out of each other's apartments, and there's a deli downstairs, and they see each other on the street and say hello. You know, it's just a little community of things going on. He sees her often. Sometimes he brings her a gift. And she sometimes will make them both dinner at her apartment. They're together a few nights a week. They are lovers. And one night, standing together over the sink in the tiny kitchen, drying the last of the dishes, he watches her a long time in silence. And then he says this to her. I've known for a long time the kind of girl you are, of a smile that covers teardrops, the way your head yields to your heart, of things you kept inside that most girls could not bear. I've known you for a long time, but I have just begun to care. I've known of all the heartache, and I've known of all the pain. I've seen you when the sun shines, and I've seen you when it rains. I've seen you make a look of love from just an icy stare. I've known you for a long time, but I've just begun to care.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, it's the 1930s. Moonlight peeks through a passing storm and reveals a winding road along the seacoast next to a small nightclub with a blue neon sign and a gravel parking lot in front. She sits at the wheel of her yellow convertible and smiles at him standing in the parking lot. Then she drives away into the night as he watches until the taillights vanish. He has just learned her alluring smile is merely a mask that has foisted his own assumptions upon him. He turns, goes back in for a last cup of coffee, and then he drives away down the same road except in the opposite direction. We watch him as he drives along the ocean shore and slowly pulls himself together. The moonlight reflects in the tiny ripples of the now calm water. Ahead, the road winds into the distant mountains he has never seen before. The closeness is gone, but the memories will not hurt him because he will keep them in a safe place. The night has become beautiful. From the album, Hits Just Keep On Coming, this is Tomorrow and Me. Forgotten how long I've been sitting here, watching my reflection in this disappearing beer. The loneliness is so thick, you could slice it. The emptiness is too much for me to fight. And while tomorrow must be met, it seems that life's become this jewel that dimly gleams from its perch atop a ring that's slightly out of round. Casting the reflection of some crying cloud. Oh, the closeness is gone. Still, the memory lives on and on. The distance now is growing as the highway sings, changing the complexion and the scheme of things. And as the world begins to turn, I feel the time has come to accept the current loss as a battle won. And so with that in mind, I close my eyes, I kiss your cheek, push the loneliness aside and stand on shaky feet. Then I reimplant the smile that never really leaves, gently place my heart back on my sleeve. Oh, the closeness is gone. Still, the memory lives on. It will live on. Thank you.
wave sings, changing the complexion and the scheme of things. And as the world begins to turn, I feel the time has come to accept a current loss as a battle won. So with that in mind, I close my eyes, I kiss your cheek, push the loneliness aside, stand on shaky feet, and reimplant the smile that never really leaves. Gently place my heart back on my sleeve.
Thanks very much. Okay, 1950s. We're in a sidewalk cafe in Paris on a sunny day. There's cobblestone and the rattle of taxis and ding of bicycle bells, and an awning hangs from the side of a building over crowded tables. Bustling restaurant looks like a painting by Renoir. In the midst of the convivial crowd sits a couple in silence. There is a distance between them. She is modern. Beauty in scarf and big dark glasses and sandals. And he is dashing, young man with fine features, but now drawn in concern. She wants to be a mother. He wants to be a lover. There is sadness. There is tension. Tristesse. They both know that before they can love each other, they must first love the same things. And after a long silence, he says for both of them what he knows must be said. The song is Different Drum. Settle down with him, I know you'll be happy.
anything to try and pull the reins in on me. And I feel pretty sure you'll find you have been. You'll settle down with him. And you'll be happy. So goodbye, I'm leaving. I see no sense in you crying and weeping. We'll both live a lot longer if you live without me. We got to learn to live without each other. We just gotta learn it. We gotta learn it.
Well, it's hot down here in Rio. Oh, I'm glad to be back. Thanks very much. Okay. Here we go. Late in the day, in the timeless the timeless rural setting, rolling hills, a meadow, picnic under a weeping willow tree by a pond. The twilight sky is deep purple and orange, and the air is sweet with romance. She is in a sundress and big straw hat. And she sits on the grass with her feet tucked underneath her. A youthful beauty. Her world is new. It's full of romance. She's fascinated with him, her first love. He is gentle and patient. Only a bit older, but with his own memories of beautifully fascinating young women. As the twilight turns to evening, she whispers her first false lover's promise in his ear and walks away towards her home to her mother and father, from whom he is a secret. He knows what's happened. The futility of the romance is clear to him. So now, as he stands alone on this old and familiar dusty road, he knows he must find his own way home. Two songs play through this vignette, Joanne and Silver Moon. Her name was Joanne, and she lived in a meadow by a pond. She touched me for a moment with a look that spoke to me her sweet love. And the woman that she was drove her on with desperation, and I saw as she went a most hopeless situation for Joanne. Time that made them both run. She was only a girl, I know that well, but still I could not see. That the hold that she had was much stronger than like a light through a prism into yellows and blues and a tune I
could not have sung. Lord, the essence is gone. I have no tears to cry for her. My only thoughts of her are kind. Her name was Joanne, and she lived in a meadow by a pond. And she touched me for a moment with a look that spoke to me of her sweet love.
Thank you.
I know that's a little odd because the, you know, the cinematic settings, everything, you think, oh, I should be quiet. But, you know, when they lay licks down like Bo and Chris are laying down, you got to clap. Did he just do that? Yeah, he did. It's so much fun being up in front of these guys. Okay, present day, small town, small house, in a neighborhood, after dark, working the home of a working couple. It's cluttered and messy and furnished by worn furniture that's been handed down from loving families over generations. And as the night settles in, she kisses her child, pats her off to bed. He sits and studies, hoping for a better future. Then, as she has done for so many nights these past weeks, she stands and stares out the window at the neighborhood and houses all the same, and then at her reflection in the glass, and she only sees herself getting older. A panic has been creeping in and now surrounds her. She's never thought of running before, of leaving this life to search out another. But tonight, in a flash, she has rationalized it all. She turns to him and announces her intent. He is stunned at first, not sure what to do. He by turns sad, then angry, then afraid, then hurt. And after a moment, a calm comes over him, a confidence, and he stands up and pulls her into his arms and wraps her tight. It takes two to tango. It takes two to get a divorce. But sometimes it only takes one simple, loving thought to save a family. The song is sung of Shelley's blues. Just one more time, the reasons why you must leave. Tell me once more why you're sure you don't need me. Tell me again, but don't think you'll convince me. Someone breaks your heart, you cry your eyes red. But there's nothing so hard about the life you've led. As far as I can see, there's no reason for goodbyes. You're just running scared, and that's something I won't buy. You go with nothing to show but more blues. All this talk about leaving is strictly bad news. So you settle down, stare at the one that loves you. Talk about leaving is strictly bad news.
settle down, stay with the ones that love you. You settle down, stay with the man that loves you. Baby, you settle down, stay with me.
In one of the grand cinema palaces that have just been built. It empties quickly as the lights come up at the end of the movies, but he stays in his seat as the crowd leaves and finally he's alone. He's savoring the possibilities that he's just uncovered in his own thoughts. This new cinema has evoked forgotten desires. Would he ever act on them? Should he, if he were to act, where might he end up? Where would he find himself? Who knew the blank white theater screen would be his tabula rasa? Who could have imagined that collective dreaming in a theater would force the questions, what is real and what is not real? And if life is a journey, then where is home? From the album Radio Engine to the Photon Wing, the two songs are Rio and Casablanca Moonlight.
of well-being. These problems have come to be solved. And what I thought was proper for battle, I see now is proper for love. And I think I will travel to Rio, using the music for fun. There's nothing I know of in Rio, but it's something to do with the night. It's only a whimsical notion to fly down to Rio tonight. And I probably won't fly down to Rio, but then again I just might fly down to Rio tonight. I'll just jump on and fly, jump on the music and fly down to Rio Rumba, that's why they're there. Or rock and magic pouring off the silver screen, taking me to places no one has ever been. Fly the China Clipper, sail the Sally V. There's no need to try to tell me it's not what it seems. Takes me home.
guess it's hot in Rio. All right. It's the late 60s. A new bright red Ferrari screams through the still dark early morning along an empty freeway toward a bright city skyline in the distance. She is at the wheel in 5-inch heels and a tight red dress with lipstick and nails to match. He slumps next to her. A loose, rumpled black silk bow tie dangles from his collar. The rising whine of the engine rushes over him as he stares blearily into his future. Once the predator, he has now become the prey, running from the grand ennui. That was never 1 second behind. I knew the horse I was running at the Southern Talladega had won for the 22nd time. Then the countess I was with bent over with a kiss and put a jeweled hand on my knee. I knew I lost the light and I was moving through the night, running from the Grand Ennui. I was in a pit from the highway. Go ahead, Bo. Glory. The countess and the car both mad. Each day passes, it's the same old story, except the countess has a brand new line. Yet still at night, I'm haunted by the bright and the distant memory. Of the day I lost the lights, I was moving through the night, running from the Grand Ennui. Oh, I was running, running. Thank you. Okay, the setting for this song was I wrote in the late 19. I wrote the setting for this song that I wrote in the 70s. Boy, that's really botched, isn't it? I wrote this song in the 70s, and the setting for it was actually realized in a music video that I did. Okay, on the streets of L.A., three characters meet. Lucy, Ramona, and Sunset Sam. Each one's looking for something different, their own place to be. And this was the second music video that I ever made. And casting was pretty fun. We found two of the principals in the roller rink, Lucy and Ramona. But Sam was a little more evasive. And one of the assistants came in and had been in a bar and run into a bodybuilder and asked me if he would be on for being in a movie and going up and down Hollywood Boulevard in nothing but a Speedo. And he said, yeah. So we had our Sunset Sam. On the CD, Infinite Rider on the Big Dogma, for which Joe and Paul played on, and the long-form video, Elephant Parts, this is Cruisin'. Through the jungles of L.A. Hoping to promote a dream somewhere along the way. Rolling through the streets, looking for a disco, and passing up the treats from this kid named Cisco, and trying to make connections with their blemish-free complexions. And just as fate would have it, they ended up with Sunset Sam. Sam was selling watches from a suitcase on a TV tray. And Lucy and Ramona were trying to figure out if he was gay. The three of them were standing, just staring at each other, when the light behind their eyes blew each other's cover. The ancient code was branded, so each of them was handed this ticket to their kingdom, because they saw their brother's sunset sun. Slated for some governmental make-work. The differences have cited, and the common bond was sighted. They were all from the same place that made their famous Sunset Sam.
Sunset Sam.
Yes, it's Lucy and Ramona and Sunset.
So he, moving along here. He wakes from his sleep cycle and crawls into the observation pod of the International Space Station that is high in orbit above this planet. All the other crew members are still asleep, and from here he can see out far into space. The stars and their colors are arrayed before him like the pictures from the Hubble telescope. The glow of the Earth is this arc above him. The moonlight is a reflection of the sun. And slowly, it occurs to him, where once he thought he was in a universe of darkness, he now realizes he is in a universe of light in every direction of thought. Everywhere there is darkness, the light destroys it. The darkness is powerless against it. The song is Rays from the album of the same name. Well, the songs we played up to now have followed pretty much chronologically what I've written over the years, but I skipped over something that I wrote in 1974. I wrote a short story accompanied by a suite of seven songs, and I called it The Prison. The story is simple. The short story. A guy finds himself in prison, and one day he discovers a break in the prison wall. So he gets out, he turns around and looks in. He sees all the inmates standing in an open field, and no walls in sight. The prison is an illusion. So he goes back in, and he gets his girlfriend, and he brings her out, but she doesn't see what he sees. It still looks like a prison to her, and she wants to go back in, so she returns to it. And he's left alone, wondering, well, now what? And that's where the story ends. These three songs I've selected from that suite of seven, the opening theme, Life the Unsuspecting Captive, Marie's theme, and closing theme, titled Lamppost, from The Prison. Life, the unsuspecting captive of a million dreams. Chains of desire bind them fastly to the earth. Seeing the attachment formed from no Yeah.
in the window that's concerning. Revaluation for the sake of man. Carry news of broken weather that reveals the shallow gesture of ovations carved from mountains made of sand. Oh, I'm falling, distant calling, connection from the past don't seem to come. Tries to answer, but cannot, for he plays the broken drum.
Charles Marion Russell, who has a painting hanging in a Helena, Montana Museum of Natural History called Laugh Kills Lonesome. It's late at night on the prairie, and cowboys sitting around a campfire, an otherwise solemn scene, but obviously somebody said something or done something funny because they all have big grins and somebody's had laughing. Laughter. The little miracle, Tom Stoppard calls it, the sound of understanding. I think of it as the divine voice. This is from the album Tropical Campfires, Laugh Kills Lonesome. Yes. It's very nice. All the songs that I play tonight, you can get at VideoRanch.com. I'm just saying. But that's my store, and if you can get them on iTunes and Amazon and stuff, but you can buy them from me at my store, at VideoRanch.com, so that would be cool. You know how these encore things go, and when I go back there, I go, oh man, how long will they get excited? They stop them just because you don't get to... So run back just about the time you guys sound tired. If they're going to quit, run back on stage. But I hope you would call me back because we got the Red sample. Yeah, we got the Red sample set up. And Red Rhodes, because we got this song set up that we didn't play in the body of the show, and it's cool, and I want you to hear it. Red Rhodes played pedal steel with me for years, and he was a wonderful musician. He is no longer with us. But I went back into the vaults where my masters and multi-tracks were for First National Band Records, which is what he played on, and other things as well. But I picked out from the First National Band the multi-track recordings of his, and so I got his solos. And I lifted the samples off, and I thought, well, what would be fun to play and see if we could fit Red's solo into it? So we came with Thanks for the Ride. So it's because it's one of his more cosmic moments. Red was a cosmic dude. And so Joe took the sample and he made it work and he fitted it into the pitch and tempo of what we were going to play. So now Red solo can still be heard as we play Thanks for the Ride. This is from the Loose Salute album, featuring Red Rhodes at the Electric Hawaiian pedal steel guitar. Thunder rumbling, twice the size, echoes distant to my goodbyes. I'll just mosey on, thanks for the ride. Again, I beat them to the draw. Cooper. On the vocals, samples, ambience, Chris Kratz. Mandolin, acoustic and electric, slide guitar, lap steel, our Paul Lime, our magnificent drummer, playing the mighty Yamaha electronic drums. Joe Chimay on the background vocals, and he ranged all the vocals that you heard. And Cowboy Keith Thompson at the mixing desk. There we go, Cowboy. I hope it sounded good to you.
If it isn't, that's the guy to get.
If it is, then give him a kiss. May health, wealth, wisdom, freedom, activity, joy, and love be yours forever and always. Good night. Thank you.